ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती युत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर नंबर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6।
त्वं तु सर्वं परित्यज्य स्नेहं स्वजनबन्धुषु मय्यावेश्य मनः सम्यक् समाद्रिक् विचरस्वगाम्। त्वं तु सर्वं परित्यज्य स्नेहं स्वजनबन्धुषु मय्यावेश्य मनः सम्यक् समाद्रिक् विचरस्वगाम्। त्वं तु सर्वं परित्यज्य स्नेहं स्वजनबन्धुषु मय्यावेश्य मनः सम्यक् समाद्रिक् विचरस्वगाम्।
Mataji's word to word meaning, Tvam, you, tu, in fact, Sarvam, all, Parityajya, giving up, Sneham, affection, Swajana Bandhushu, for your relatives and friends, Mai, in me the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avishya, fixing, manaha, your mind, samyak, completely, samadrik, seeing everything with equal vision, vicharasva, wander, gam, throughout the earth. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Now you should completely give up all attachment to your personal friends and relatives and fix your mind on me. Thus, being always conscious of me, you should observe all things with equal vision and wander throughout the earth. So we are reading a part of the purport. Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, instructing him. And
I further arranged to give my personal association to great devotees who are situated below the earthly planet. In order to please my mother Devaki and return her 6 deceased sons who were killed by Kamsa, I descended to the planet Sutala and blessed my great devotee Bali Maharaj. In order to return the dead son of my spiritual master Sandeepani Muni, I personally went to the court of Ravinandana or Yamaraj, and thus he was able to see me face to face. I even blessed the residents of heaven, such as Mother Aditi and Kashyap Muni, with my personal association when I traveled there to steal the Parijat flower for my wife Satyabhama. And in order to please the inhabitants of Mahavishnu's abode, such as Nanda, Sunanda and Sudarshana, I traveled to Mahavaikuntha Loka to recover the deceased children of a frustrated Brahmana. Thus, innumerable devotees who ardently desire to see me have received the object of their prayers. Unfortunately, Nar Narayan Rishi and the great Paramahamsa sages who live with him in Badrikashrama, although most enthusiastic to see me, never had their desire fulfilled. I have been on the earth for 125 years and the scheduled time is now up. Being busily engaged in my pastimes, I did not have time to give my blessings to these great sages. Nevertheless, Uddhava is practically the same as me. He is a great devotee and shares my own transcendental opulences. Thus, he is the right person for me to send to Badrika Ashrama. I shall give Uddhava complete transcendental knowledge by which one becomes detached from the material world. And he, in turn, can deliver this knowledge, this science of transcending the kingdom of illusion to the worthy sages at Badrika Ashrama. In this way, he can teach them the method of rendering loving devotional service to my lotus feet. Such devotional service rendered to me is the most valuable treasure, and by hearing such knowledge, the desires of the great sages such as Nar Narayan will be completely fulfilled. Those great souls who have surrendered unto me are always equipped with transcendental knowledge and detachment from the material world. Sometimes, being busy in their devotional service, they may appear to forget me. However, a pure devotee who has achieved the platform of love for me will always be protected by such sincere devotion. Even if such a devotee should suddenly give up his life while neglecting to fix his mind intensely on me, such a devotee's loving feelings are so powerful that they afford him all protection. Even if there is a temporary moment of forgetfulness, such devotion will bring the devotee to my lotus feet, which are beyond the vision of ordinary materialistic persons. Uddhava is my pure devotee. Knowledge of me and detachment from this world have again been aroused in him because he can never give up my association. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जयो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So Krishna is about to wind up his pastimes and towards the end, when the entire Yadu dynasty is destroyed, Uddhavji has been made an exception. He is not destroyed, although he is one of the leading Yadus. And before Krishna departs to the spiritual world, he remembers Uddhavji. So this just goes to show how confidential is Uddhavji, how confidential he is to Krishna, that Krishna has made him an exception and is remembering him at the last moment. So there are two rules mentioned in the scriptures which are like the kings of all the other rules. And that is, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And it is described, these are the kings of all the other rules and regulations. There are millions and billions of rules and regulations, but these are like the kings. And when somebody is following these two rules, automatically other rules follow like a servant. That means you are automatically following all the other rules also, because they are all meant to bring us to this point where we can always remember Krishna. These are the kings. This is just one part. If somebody can achieve this position, then that person's life is glorious, where he can always remember Krishna. But then there is the other half, where there are devotees whom Krishna remembers. Devotees meditate, perform devotional service, sages meditate, and they try hard, struggle to remember Krishna. And somehow or the other they can come to the stage where they never forget. But there are some devotees who go beyond that stage also. Their surrender is so much that Krishna remembers them all the time. Once Narad Muni went to Ayodhya and he saw Lord Ram had one diary, and he requested to see this diary, what was the content. And he saw the names of all the devotees of the Lord. And sure enough, Narad Muni's name was also there, top of the list. But he could not see Hanumanji's name. And he was bewildered. He was not happy. Now, because he's non-envious, so he was actually worried, and he asked Lord Ram, where is Hanumanji's name? I can't see his name in the list of your devotees. Then Lord Ram takes out another small diary, which was kept next to his heart. And on top of the list was Hanumanji's name. So Narad Muni wanted to clarify what was the mystery all about. So Lord Ram told him, the first diary that I gave you contains the names of devotees who remember me. And the second diary contains the names of devotees whom I remember. So some devotees have actually achieved that stage that Krishna can never forget them. And he's always remembering. Like Srila Prabhupada also, he had many glorious disciples. But one disciple in particular, which Srila Prabhupada would remember when he was not around, was Jayananda Prabhu. There is one Bhagavatam class where Prabhupada is speaking. In the middle of the class, he is asking, you can hear on the audio, where is Jayananda? Oh, he's here. And he then smiles. So that is the aspiration of a devotee. That he doesn't want any special facilities from the Lord, but he just wants to serve. And he surrenders so much that Krishna never forgets that devotee. Like Srila Prabhupada was once asked, Prabhupada, we are giving our life to Krishna. What if at the end of our life we are not able to remember Krishna? Srila Prabhupada said, do not worry. Krishna will remember you. So that's not our concern. Krishna is remembering. Similarly, there was another devotee in Mahaprabhu's Leela whom the Lord was remembering even before he appeared on this planet. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Ramakeli, suddenly he looked in the direction of present-day Bangladesh across the river Padma, and he, in ecstasy, started chanting the names Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And he was like running around in ecstasy and chanting Narottam's name. And that time the devotees realized a very great soul named Narottam will appear. And since that day, every devotee of Lord Chaitanya was waiting to see Narottam Das Thakur. They were totally free from envy, and they did not feel envious, who is this person? They were actually waiting in ecstasy to see Narottam Das Thakur. And when they actually saw him, their ecstasy multiplied million times. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, most of his associates were disappearing day by day in separation. But they could stay a bit longer only with the hope of seeing Narottam Das Thakur. And when Narottam Das Thakur visited Jagannath Puri, and he came back, he heard the news that all of them almost left, because they were just waiting to see him. So some devotees actually achieved that platform. Krishna also remembered Vidurji. And before he left instructions with Uddhavji for Vidura. In the third canto it is mentioned. So Uddhavji is one such devotee that right from his childhood, he was extremely attached to Krishna. He would play with Krishna deities, he would offer, he would decorate, he would offer food. And even when his mother would call out that please come and have your food, he would not listen. He would be totally absorbed. So right from his childhood, he exhibited the symptoms of a Mahabhagavata devotee, an eternally liberated soul, an eternal associate of the Lord. And whenever there was a need for some most confidential service to be performed, Uddhavji was remembered. He was so close to Krishna, he was so absorbed in Krishna that he looked also like Krishna. He had the same complexion, wore the same clothes that were worn by Krishna as Mahaprasad. And Krishna would sometimes consult him on some confidential matters, political matters in Dwarka. So he was so close. When the gopis in Vrindavan were feeling pangs of separation and Krishna wanted somebody to console them, give them his message, Uddhavji was chosen. He was the one who was chosen. And even after Krishna disappeared, the queens of Dwarka were feeling separation. So they approached one of the principal queens, Kalindi. And Kalindi, Mother Kalindi, they found was always blissful. And they asked her the reason. And she said, because she's always trying to serve Srimati Radharani, who is always serving Krishna. So with that connection, she's always feeling Krishna's presence in her life. And she told them that if you want to be free from the pangs of separation from Krishna, there's only one person who can help you, who had earlier also done something like this, Uddhavji. So you must go and find out Uddhavji. They said, where? She said, he's residing as a gulmalata, as a creeper near Kusum Sarovar in Vrindavan. And when Harinam Sankirtan festival happens, he will appear from the creeper in his original form. So Harinam Sankirtan is extremely dear to the Lord and to his devotees also. the two hallmark qualities of the great devotees of Krishna are their extreme degree of humility and their extreme degree of faith in the holy name. And that is why they are able to achieve the impossible also. Like we see in Srila Prabhupada's life. Extreme degree of humility and unlimited faith in the holy name. So then with the help of Parikshit Maharaj and Vajranab, who was the great grandson of Krishna, the queens of Dwarka were brought to Kusum Sarovar and they performed Harinam Sankirtan. And sure enough, Uddhavji appeared. And he decided upon one particular activity which would not only free the queens of Dwarka from the pangs of separation, but would also reunite them with Krishna, bring them face to face with Krishna. And that was, he decided to recite Srimad Bhagavatam for 1 month. Because he has had the experience. Now, how did Uddhavji achieve such an exalted position to become an eternal associate of the Lord and such a confidential servant, always next to Krishna, that even that whenever something important needs to be done, Krishna remembers Uddhavji. Even before he leaves, he remembers Uddhavji. Now, one of the things that Krishna could not do was he could not give his darshan to the sages at Badrikashram, Nar Narayan Rishi, headed by Nar Narayan Rishi. Because, and it was now, the time was up, Krishna had to depart, had to go back to the spiritual world. So he immediately again remembers Uddhavji. He thought, Uddhavji is non-different from me, so he can do the job. So how did Uddhavji attain such an exalted position? It is described in Bhagavat Mahatmya, in Uddhavji's own words, when he was asked the same question. And Uddhavji says he heard, he achieved this exalted position, he attained this position by serving Srimad Bhagavatam for 1 month under the direction of his guru. So he heard Srimad Bhagavatam for 1 month only from Uddhavji, from his guru Brihaspatiji. And that was the result. So this is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. That if heard with rapt attention, with a proper attitude, it can take us from nowhere to the most exalted position just by hearing. It is one step ahead of Gita. In Gita, Krishna actually is asking us to do certain things. Do this, do that, surrender, and then you get this result. But Bhagavatam is higher. Bhagavatam is highest, and at the same time, we don't need to do anything. We just have to hear. And just by hearing Bhagavatam, we get the same result as one can get by following the principles of the Gita and million times more. That is the specific standard of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just by hearing once, Uddhavji became an eternal associate of the Lord and so confidential. The Lord has many associates, but he became so confidential that he is the one who is remembered by the Lord just by serving Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, understanding the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam more than any other scripture, he, in the morning sadhana, he introduced Srimad Bhagavatam class. Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name, these two things are sufficient to achieve perfection in Kali Yuga especially. Because Bhagavatam was specially written for the people of Kali Yuga. Keeping in mind the future generations, Srila Vyasadeva, under the guidance and orders of Narad Muni, compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. No other scripture is required. So that is the special standard. Once Lord Brahma, he prayed to Krishna. He said, "My dear Lord, you have given me this seva to create the living entities. But when I create the living entities, all kinds of living entities will be created. Even the demons, the animals, and all kinds of species." And he said he might get affected by their association. And he might get affected by the modes of passion. So how could he be protected? How could he remain untouched by the base qualities? And Lord Krishna told him, every day recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And since then, Lord Brahma has been engaged in reciting Bhagavatam every day, and he's been creating also, and is untouched by the influence of the three modes. Lord Shiva prayed, who is the destroyer. Brahma is the creator, Lord Shiva is the destroyer. And he prayed to Krishna that you have given me this task, this seva, to destroy the universe whenever it is the scheduled time. But I do not have the power for the final destruction, final pralaya. There are four types of destruction, four types of pralaya. The first type of pralaya is which is constantly happening, our own bodies getting destroyed. Every moment the body is getting destroyed. Second type of pralaya is when Brahma goes to sleep. All the planets below Brahmaloka, they are submerged in water. Third type of pralaya is when Brahma actually completes his lifespan, he dies. And then including Brahmaloka, the entire universe is submerged and it goes, all the universes go into the body of Mahavishnu. And the final pralaya is when the living entity actually gives up the material identity, and goes back to the spiritual world. That is the final destruction, of the material identity, pralaya. So Lord Shiva was asking for this. And what was Krishna's answer? He said, every day recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And since then Lord Shiva has been reciting, and just by reciting he has achieved the power for liberating the souls also from this material world. The final pralaya. Lord Vishnu prayed to Krishna once. He said, my dear Lord, you have given me this seva as your expansion to maintain the universe. And from time to time I will incarnate whenever there is a need to reestablish the principles of religion and to maintain the living entities. But please tell me, how will I maintain your dear devotees who are Atmaram, who don't need anything? How do I maintain them? And more than that, how will I maintain my dear wife Lakshmi? So Krishna again told him, every day recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And since then Lord Vishnu has been reciting and Lakshmiji listens, and it takes 1 month. And then Lakshmiji recites and Vishnuji listens, and it takes 2 months. Now why does it take 2 months for Lakshmiji to recite? Because it is described that Vishnuji is also preoccupied with many other things, management things. So fatafat, in 1 month he does it. But Lakshmiji is free from all such distractions. So the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are more elaborately manifested in her mind, within her heart. So she is able to explain things in greater detail. So just see, the creator of the universe, the maintainer of the universe, and the destroyer of the universe, they all need Srimad Bhagavatam's help. Power coming from Srimad Bhagavatam to do their duties. And if we see our own life also, we are engaged always in either of these three activities. Either we are creating something new, or maintaining what has been already created, or destroying something to create something new. So how much more we need the help of Srimad Bhagavatam, the scripture written by Vyasudev, the greatest of all scriptures. So the more we absorb ourselves in Bhagavatam, we'll see the result gradually, how it cures the disease of the heart one by one. Every episode has that potency to cure at least one disease of the mind. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate solution. So Uddhavji recited Srimad Bhagavatam even to the queens of Dwaraka. And as he did that, all the pastimes of Krishna were manifested in front of the queen's eyes, and they finally entered into Krishna's pastimes. So Uddhav Ji's special position achieved simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It is described, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the Purport, he is reading Krishna's mind, how Krishna is thinking to send Uddhav Ji to Badrikashrama, and how he wants to give him the transcendental knowledge. Just like Arjuna was made the medium to manifest Bhagavad Gita. So now again Krishna wants to repeat almost the same instructions to Uddhav Ji, which bring detachment and knowledge about this world. Also it is described, Krishna is thinking how he was able to fulfill everybody's desires. So many people wanted to see him and Krishna fulfilled everyone's desire. So this is our hope, that whatever desire we have in relation to Krishna, Krishna always fulfills, whether material or spiritual. But the way he does it could be entirely different from what we think. Sometimes when we pray to Krishna, we have a stereotype understanding that I am praying and now Krishna will do this and Krishna will do that. But he does something different. But eventually all our desires get fulfilled, but in a way which we can't even perceive or comprehend. Therefore in the first canto, Bhishma Deva, today is Bhishma Ashtami also, he mentions to Yudhishthir Maharaj that, O King, nobody can ever understand the plan of the Lord. So this is the greatest mistake we can do, that when we pray and we expect in a certain way for Krishna to fulfill our desires. He does it, but in some different ways. And when the desires are fulfilled, our love for Krishna will only increase. Never ever has been a case where a devotee has desired something, or even a non-devotee, and it has not been fulfilled. For a non-devotee, Krishna fulfills the desires through the material energy, facilitates. You want this kind of body according to your consciousness, okay, take it. In fact, just to fulfill the desire of a living entity, Krishna has created this entire playground called the material world. It is also because of the desire. So Krishna can go to any extent. For a non-devotee, he fulfills the desires through the material energy. And for devotees, Krishna does it himself. All the elderly gopis of Vrindavan, the cows, they wanted to feed Krishna their milk. They wanted to serve Krishna as their own children. And Krishna fulfilled that desire also in the Brahma Vimohan Leela. When Brahma stole all the cows and the cowherd boys, and Krishna only became for 1 year the cowherd boys and the cows. And the cows nicely fed him their milk, the gopis nicely served him, although they did not know that it was Krishna. But they could feel the same love. Or the sages of Dandakaranya, they wanted to be in a conjugal relationship with the Lord. The Lord said, not in that lifetime, but next lifetime as Krishna, they could appear as gopis. So with every desire, we sow a seed for next birth. So we have to be careful about what we desire. Some of the desires Krishna will fulfill in the same birth, same lifetime. And some of the desires, for them to be fulfilled, we might have to take another birth, or many more births. So the only aspiration of a devotee is therefore, whenever he goes in front of Krishna, is do whatever you think is best for me. And let me constantly remember you, serve you, and be in the association of your devotees. Mahajano yen katha sapanta. We see the example of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad, Vibhishan, Haridas Thakur, Sridhar Kolvecha. When they were asked by the Lord, that ordered by the Lord, ask for a boon, I can give you anything. All they requested was, please allow us to stay in the association of your devotees and let us constantly remember you. Imagine the Lord is standing in front of them and they are asking, please allow us to always stay in the association of your devotees. That they did not ask that let me constantly see you. So that means the association of devotees is more valuable than the personal darshan of the Lord. This is the greatest thing in the creation. So when we have the association of devotees, we have the greatest blessings from Krishna. Even when they see the Lord standing face to face and he could give them anything they wanted, all they desired was association of the devotees. This is such a rare thing. And so that they could constantly remember in that association the Lord. That's what the association is all about. So Krishna fulfills all desire, material as well as spiritual, and in his own way. Dhruva Maharaj went with a material motive. All his material desires were also fulfilled. And then he was given the eternal Dhruva Loka also. Vasudeva and Devaki had, they prayed for Krishna to become their son. They wanted a son like Krishna. Krishna said, there is nobody like me. So I will only become your son. And this is always Krishna's nature, that whatever we desire, he will always give us many times than what we desired. They requested him to have they requested that they could have a son like him. Krishna said, there's no one like me, I will become your son. Not once, three times. So he became their son thrice. So Krishna always will give us more than what we desire or deserve. The father of Srila Prabhupada, he used to say that the Lord has 10 hands. If he wants to take away things from you, how much can you save with your 2 hands? And when he wants to give you with 10 hands, how much can you handle with your 2 hands? Akamaha sarva kamo amoksha kamo udarthi. Therefore, Bhagavatam's message is very clear. Whether you have material desires or you have spiritual desires, the only person, or you have desires for liberation, the only person worth approaching is Krishna. Because he knows what is best and the best possible way to fulfill all our desires. So we already have the most valuable thing, the association of devotees. And and that is our greatest fortune, especially the... And this fortune was created by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in the Nectar of Devotion, there are 2 ways in which actually people come to Krishna consciousness. One is the devotional credits that they carry from their previous lives. And second is the mercy of a pure devotee. And mostly in Kali Yuga, it's the second case. Mostly. Srila Prabhupada was once asked by his disciple that, Prabhupada, what did we do to deserve this highest mellow of Golok Vrindavan, which even Prahlad or Dhruva did not get? What was our qualification? And Srila Prabhupada said, he lowered his head in utter humility, and then in a choked voice he said, you had no qualification. I made your qualification. So that's our greatest fortune, Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada is another devotee who was remembered by the Lord. As we began the class, how the Lord is remembering the greatest of his servitors. The most confidential servitors are those whom the Lord remembers whenever he needs something to be done. Chaitanya Mangal mentions once Narad Muni went to Dwarka and Krishna was sitting on a throne. On one side was Satyabhama, on the other side was Rukmini. And Narad Muni was extremely anxious, because the age of Kali Yuga was approaching. And he asked Krishna, how will the people of Kali Yuga be delivered? I can only see sinful activities everywhere. Mountains of sins, full of faults, the entire age. At that time, in front of Narad Muni's eyes, Krishna actually changed his form. And he transformed into a golden form, that of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya's form is also eternal. it is described that Goloka is divided into two sections. In one section, Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are going on. In the other section, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are going on. So the Lord's form is, Lord Chaitanya is eternal. And that form was shown to Narad Muni. And the Lord told Narad Muni that, do not worry, I will descend in this form in Kali Yuga. And I shall deliver all the residents of this planet by the process of Harinam Sankirtan. And if some of them run to the Western world, then I shall send my commander-in-chief devotee to bring them back. Mora Senapati Bhakta. That was Srila Prabhupada, who fulfilled that prophecy. And this is another incident where the Lord was remembering one of his most confidential servitors, Srila Prabhupada. Most of this preaching, Srila Prabhupada said, would have been done by any of the previous acharyas. The Lord could have done it himself. But the Srila Prabhupada is so dear to the Lord that this special credit was specially left for Srila Prabhupada. And that's our greatest fortune. In the association of devotees, the association which is created by Srila Prabhupada, that connection is our hope. Once, because he's such a confidential servitor, once Srila Prabhupada was asking his disciples to become 100% pure, then they could not relate to it. He said 75, he said 50. Still they were looking at his face. Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry, just hold on to my dhoti, because I have a key to the back door of Vaikuntha. Now Vaikuntha is not some room or a hotel, something like that. You have a key to the back door. It's an entire planet, and it's only who are qualified they can enter. But Srila Prabhupada is saying, I have a key to the back door. That means that just goes to show his most glorious position in the Vaikuntha world, who he must be, a very, very close associate of the Lord, who can actually take even the unqualified people into the spiritual world. His Holiness Kadambakanand Maharaj was once here, and he was glorifying Srila Prabhupada, and he mentioned one point, that when we go back to the gates of Goloka, we will be stopped by the gatekeepers. No, you can't enter. You have so much karma left, just get lost, go back. You can't enter. Then somebody will say, oh, but he's Prabhupada's man. Then the person, oh, Prabhupada's man, let him go. So that is Srila Prabhupada's position. Many times Srila Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, who are you in the spiritual world? Prabhupada said, if I told you, you would faint. So therefore, we are also in touch with somebody who was remembered by the Lord to do the most important thing, to spread the Yuga Dharma. So we have the process, the most valuable process of the Harinam Sankirtan, and we have the most valuable association. All we need to do is just take full advantage of this opportunity, and one day, maybe in millions of lifetimes, aspire to reach that same platform. Show our surrender, our sincerity, our seriousness in Krishna consciousness, where the Lord also can remember us one day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.